Hello, Martin. This is Michael Criswell. I just wanted to send you a quick message, sir. I am so thrilled to have received your message. I praise God. I haven't told my wife about it yet, but I will. I am so thankful for your desire to surrender to Jesus Christ. I promise you, you cannot go wrong. So here's the one thing that I want to warn you about, and God forbid that I should get in the way of what God may be doing in your heart. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just trying to give you a little bit of biblical wisdom to make sure, if you haven't already, you're considering this in your decision-making process about leaving everything. The idea of leaving everything is, more importantly, leaving everything in the heart than it is in actuality and until and unless God moves upon your heart to do so. For example, you mentioned you read George Mueller's autobiography. If you notice, he and his wife were given the grace to literally sell everything and give to the poor. Not every Christian is called to do that, okay? But we are called to give it up in our heart, living detached, making it available for God if he wants it. So George Mueller's case, he did it. A guy next to him may not have done that exact same thing, okay? So God would give him the grace and the direction to do that. In your situation about wanting to leave everything and move to a new country and take care of orphans, very honorable, noble thing to do. However, the most important thing is making sure that you're not acting independent of God's specific will for your life. Brother, you want to make sure, just because you have a good idea, you want to check and make sure it's a God idea. There's a lot of people that go through this honeymoon season with God and with Jesus, and they get excited and filled with emotion, and they want to just cliff jump and give it all to Jesus. And that's honorable and that's noble. But sometimes it's done more out of emotion than it is out of being the Spirit of God. And I just want to make sure that you're moving in accordance with the Spirit. For example, I tell lots of stories about times I did put God to the test. I attempted something so great that unless God intervened, it was bound to fail, and indeed it did fail, okay, because I got ahead of God. I just want to read a few scriptures for you to think about and measure this against your decision-making process. In John 5:19, Jesus gave them this answer, "I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does." If you look at John 6:38, Jesus says, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me." John 14:24, "These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me." Jesus didn't even speak words that were his own. John 14:31, "But the world must learn that I love my Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave." Example, I have lots of good ideas right now about how I could help people, but you know what? That's not what Father's asking me to do. Lord's given me a specific direction on doing something else. Every great missionary, every great saint of God that's ever been used can testify to you that they prayerfully waited upon the Lord for whatever move it was they were to make, and they received divine confirmation. The peace of Christ ruled and reigned in their hearts before they moved. And not every open door is a door from God, and not every closed door is a sign that God will not eventually open it or doesn't want you to go through it by faith. This is why it's really important for you to wait upon the Lord, to learn how he speaks to you, and trust that he can providentially guide you to scriptures. Perhaps he's guiding you to some right now using me, okay? I felt immediately, like I'm not returning people's emails right now so much, but I felt immediately, oh boy, I need to make sure I warn you about this. Make sure you're not getting ahead of God, okay? There is wisdom in learning, as it says in Galatians 5:25, "Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit," meaning don't get ahead, don't get behind, okay? Psalm 32:8, "Do not be like the horse or the mule who have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit or bridle, or they will not come to you." The horse is always ahead, the mule is always behind. So you want to learn to listen and move as God tells you to. You know, when you're begging Jesus to go with you and you're in Mark 5:19, you're the Gerasene man who's been set free from demons, and all of a sudden you've heard Jesus teach for, you know, a few months that unless you take up your cross and follow him, you can have no part in him. But all of a sudden he says to you, no, he won't let you follow him. He tells you to go back home and tell all that the Lord has done for you and how he's had mercy upon you. seems that God is contradicting his principles. He's not. He's giving a specific direction to that man. Matthew 28, 18 through 19, go into all the world preaching the gospel, making disciples of all the nations, baptizing them, teaching them to obey all that I command. So Paul says, okay, great, I'm going to Asia. But the Holy Spirit says no. Twice he tries to go and the Holy Spirit says no. So you can see it's not about just doing something good for God. It's about doing God's will. You know, 1 John 2:17 says that the world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. Matthew 7:21 through 23, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of the Father in heaven. And Paul teaches that everyone should be very careful how you build on the foundation of Christ, because your work is going to be tested by fire. And there's what's known as dead works. If you are doing works that Christ has not empowered you to, John 15 tells us, apart from him, you can do nothing. So even if you do something that looks like godliness, okay, you don't have to ask God's will to forgive somebody. You don't have to ask God's will to be poor in spirit. You don't have to ask God's will to be merciful. You don't have to ask God's will to not love money. These things are principles that are black and white we live by. But as it relates to working for God and being on mission, you have to wait and be called by God to do this, okay? So you want to make sure that you're doing every day what he's asking you to do and waiting upon you. He very well may be in the process of training you up, brother. You got to understand this. God does not send his people into the field until after he's trained them. And if you're telling me that you're just now on day 33 of the John 7:17 challenge, brother, please don't be discouraged by this. It takes years for God to train you and develop you. You see, the most important part about your relationship with God is your relationship with him, not your working for him. The greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, not to go out and preach the gospel in all the nations, not to serve widows and not to serve orphans. Those things have to come second. That's why the second commandment is to love others as you love yourself. And you can actually get out there and start doing all these good deeds. And like Jesus says in Revelation 2 and 3, he says, I see your good deeds and all your hard works. I see you've not grown weary for my name, but I have this against you. You've left your first love. Let that be your top priority. You're 28 years old. Praise God that you're seeking him like this, okay? But brother, please be slow about this. God is not in a hurry. If indeed he calls you, it will be absolutely crystal clear. He will make it to where you have no other option but to obey him, or it'll feel like your heart will explode, okay? And you'll know that you'll know he'll confirm it, not just with feelings, but he'll confirm it somehow to you by scripture or some way, perhaps a person, okay? But usually the way God works, not all times, but usually the way God works, there's going to be a training period. Before Paul goes into ministry, there's 3 years of separation between Arabia and Damascus and back to Jerusalem, where he's learning directly from God. He's being separated from his old life. He's being given revelations from God about the gospel. He's not consulting man. He's being developed his character, okay? All throughout scripture, Moses, 40 years on the backside of the desert, Jacob, 20 years in and out of trouble, manipulating circumstances. Okay, Joseph, 13 years of character development before he becomes the leader. David, 10 years out in the wilderness, running from cave to cave, being prepared by this demon-possessed Saul who's after him the whole time. Okay, so allow God to work in you. And remember, your top priority is intimacy with God, to know him, not to go work for him, okay, but to be with him and let him work in you. And it takes time for him to even come to a level of fullness in you, to where the work that's being done through you is actually from him and not just the parts of you that are you. You don't even need Jesus to move to India, brother. Just let me tell you something. You don't even need Jesus Christ to move to India. You can go on Netflix and watch an amazing documentary called Blood Brother. But the kid is more lost than any heathen, just any other heathen you'd see walking on the street. He does this very noble thing. He comes and takes care of these little kids in India, which is where I'm living right now. It's a beautiful story. But the kid was lonely, looking for love. His motives are actually selfish. When you look at the movie, you can see he's actually doing this to meet his own needs. And then he just so happens to fall in love with these kids, which is beautiful. But in the end, if he doesn't know Christ and he marries a Hindu girl, which he does, All of that, the Bible says, comes to nothing. You'll lose all that work, will be burned up. What is he missing? He's doing the good works. He's ahead of you and I in good works, but he missed a relationship with Jesus Christ. Okay? So just give that some thought, brother, and I just pray in Jesus' name. The Bible says this is eternal life, to know God and his one and only Son. That's eternal life, is to know God, not to work for God. Okay? I know you're excited, but I feel strong impression in my spirit as I read your email to let you know, put the brakes on and let God move you. Don't move ahead of God. Okay? May God bless you. I am so proud of you at 28 years old for seeking God. And I pray the Lord continues to bless you, to help you to know him, to help you to understand his word, to give you revelations of insight. You know, it occurs to me that the Lord may have other reasons and character development for you while you're in this job. You don't want to get off of any operating table. There's a lot to learn. Okay? Allow God to do deep work in your heart and learn how to hear him and to walk with him. It takes time. It takes years, friend. Okay? May God bless you to know him more and more. And may indeed, when the timing is right, he fulfill every act prompted by your faith through his grace. May he give you the perseverance of Christ, and may he give you revelations of who he is and who you are to him. May he help you to know him, to walk with him, and to bring him glory all the days of your life. God bless you, brother. In Jesus' name, amen.